Her Best Friend's Secret by Anna Mansell and read by Imogen Church for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Emily gazed out of the train window at Dawlish. The English Channel, rough as it was today, crashed against the sea wall, spraying the carriages with salty droplets. The last time she'd done this journey, it had been the other way, leaving Cornwall for a new life in LA at the behest of her father's legal career some 24 years ago. She'd been back several times in the last few years, pretty much whenever Jackson afforded her the time, but never on the train. Public transport? Jackson wouldn't hear of it. Things like that had been exciting in the early days, the way he cared for her, took control. She felt loved, she felt special. She felt like a princess, a feeling she now knew she'd grown more and more uncomfortable with, suffocated, controlled. Another wave crashed against her window. The water like tiny pebbles smashing against the carriage. There was something she loved about trains. The romance, the possibility, the chance to daydream as the world whizzed by. Only daydreaming this time felt dangerous. She didn't want to think. She didn't want to let her mind wander into the what-ifs and maybes. She especially didn't want to revisit the last text Jackson sent to her, because she couldn't allow anything to make her think twice about this return journey. She had lied to him, and he had no idea. She shook off a flicker of guilt. She'd made the right decision. It was time to make a change. Besides, it was too late to go back now. And irrespective of what she had or hadn't done, New York wasn't home anymore. Her old life wasn't right. She was 40. A new life beckoned, albeit out of the blue. A life as far away from her old one as she could possibly imagine. And if she was going to make it work, there was only one place she could be. Cornwall. Home. The only place anything had ever made sense. Amanda. It was Amanda's third shower of the day. Thursdays could be like that. Thursdays at the end of the month, particularly so. She got it, she'd be the same, except when she used to get her paycheck, it was a gorgeously unusual pair of irregular choice shoes that she'd spend the surplus on, not sex. Still, she wasn't judging. She had bills to pay. And she desperately wanted to invite her daughter Zena on holiday. She missed the bones of her, the way she used to laugh at Amanda's jokes or complain at her when she moved a stray hair from her face. Amanda missed showing her teenage daughter tenderness because long before she moved out, Zena didn't want to see it or feel it anymore. Amanda had always hoped it was a phase. Just hormones getting in the way of being open to signs of love and affection from her mother. But then she moved to live with her dad, and things got progressively worse. She rarely picked the phone up to Amanda now, never mind allowed her to show her love. Could they get that back? With a week in the sun? She had to at least try, so the extra cash from all these clients might just make the pipe dream a reality. Amanda perched on the edge of the bath, drying herself, leaning into the memory of her last holiday, Tenerife.